Welcome to Lush and to Keywords, true stories told by Lush staff.
Hello and welcome to Keywords, live from the Girl Power Liverpool takeover of Lush's Beak Street Media Centre in London. My name is Charlie Moores and I'll be introducing today's storyteller. Storytelling's at the very heart of inspiring others, and Keywords aims to combine traditional storytelling with a key word, that hugely significant thing which propels a story with passion and purpose. We all have irresistible stories to tell. Thank you for coming along and listening to one of them. Today's guest is Olivia Graham, one of the organisers of this takeover event. And her key word for today's story is girl. G with a lot of R's, L. So please welcome Olivia.
Growing up, I never really felt particularly normal, certainly not by society's standards created around me. It wasn't quite right that I should want to play football or write poems alone in my room. The worst thing about not feeling normal is feeling like no one else understands how it feels to not feel normal. And so you are essentially alone. Me, age 13. And so, like many teenagers that age who favoured gothic poetry to popular culture and cool guys, I found an alternative culture where I could let myself be at ease. To an extent, I mean, I definitely compulsively covered half of my face with my hair and wouldn't dream of spending my weekends without eyeliner and feigned sorrow. But at least it was something. Then that something led me to finding something really amazing, the Riot Girl movement, or more specifically, the legacy that was left of it, an underground feminist punk movement. What could be more life-changing than that? Sometimes I feel like I can't get through the week without listening to, or at least thinking of, the song Rebel Girl. And as I can't sing you the whole song right now, I'll talk about it instead. It's one of my favourite, and in my opinion, one of the biggest songs of all time. I can remember realising what the lyrics meant and feeling like I was going to explode. That girl thinks she's the queen of the neighbourhood. She's got the hottest trike in town. That girl, she holds her head up so high. I think I want to be her best friend, yeah. Rebel girl, rebel girl. Rebel girl, you are the queen of my world. I couldn't believe it. A song about a girl loving and wanting to be friends with another girl. It feels like forever ago that I first heard that song, and I still feel like there are no greater lyrics in the world to describe no greater feeling in the world. The unforgettable feeling of knowing and getting to love another rebel girl. That song and that feeling are my everything. And being into Riot Girl, and of course being a self-proclaimed rebel girl, never really left me. It's come and gone in waves in my life, but it's never been more present than my time working at Lush Bar Liverpool, in the best city in the world. One day at the end of a shift, I was brushing the shop floor with a member of staff and asked him, "So, what's your thing?" And of course, he had a thing. He was working in Lush. It's the best thing about the job. Everyone and their own personal things. "Well," he said, "I'm kind of into this thing. Maybe you won't know much about it, but I'd just love anything to do with the Riot Girl movement." Of course, we scream Riot Girl songs to each other for the rest of the evening and on many an evening since. Matthew Reynolds' passion is creating Riot Girls musicals through his Hungry Bitch Productions. We've collaborated and have supported each other in a number of ways. Once I said to him, "You can be a Riot Boy," and his response, "Screw that, I'm a Riot Girl. We're all Riot Girls." And he's not wrong. This is a story about the word girl and the girls in my life who encompass it. There's another person I met in Lush. She was already there when I started. Becky Curry. Woo! It didn't take me long to realise this girl has things. And she's the most humble person in the world about these things. "I like to illustrate," she'd say. It didn't take me long to realise her "I like to illustrate" really translated to "I'm an amazing illustrator." And her "I like playing roller derby" recently translated into "I'm on the Team England roller derby training team." Or "I powerlift," meaning I'm entering powerlifting competitions and smashing them. This girl, literally this girl. I won't. One day, out of nowhere, this girl, for no particular reason at all, gave me a t-shirt. Not just any t-shirt. This one was special. You may remember it from the iconic movie of the 90s, Spice World the Movie. Starring, of course, the Spice Girls. A very similar t-shirt had been worn by none other than Baby Spice herself. Maybe you remember it. all of you diehard Spice Girls fans out there. It was white with a black trim around the sleeves and collar, with Girl Power written in that unforgettable Spice Girls font. Except my friend Becky had the t-shirt made for me. So instead of Girl Power, it was Girl Power, with three R's. I have my own Riot Girl Spice Girls mashup t-shirt. And yes, I was incredibly happy. I remember wearing that t-shirt like I was 14 again, wearing my first punk t-shirt, sporting some sick shag bands and black nail varnish and eyeliner, going to a gig. Except this time I wasn't going to get collected at 11 p.m. by anyone's parents, be in bed by midnight, worrying that I was going to be alone forever. Nope, this time I wore it to meet my friend Aoife Robinson for coffee, a girl who I, of course, was desperate to have as my best friend. I'd heard her in discussions before about art and feminism, and my God, this woman knows how to hold her own. And the t-shirt worked like a charm. We spoke about all things girl and all things power. Aoife said, I'd love to do something in Liverpool that celebrates women. What seemed like an offhand comment at the time went on to change my life. Over coffee and out of frustration, our project Girl Power was born. Girl with three R's. Always with three R's. We wanted to do something like other cities around us that brought women together in a safe space where they could just be. Free from external criticism, free from fear of their own safety, free from oppression. We wanted to create a space where women could be safe and secure enough to realise their own potential. But potential for what? And how and why? Both coming from artistic and feminist backgrounds, we recognised the need for a movement of creative girls working together. We noticed the problem and potential pitfalls of Liverpool's creative community, and as a result of it, set about creating our own innovative solutions in the biggest, most kick-ass way possible. But it wasn't easy. We had an idea, we had a desire to make a difference, but something was missing. Things were steady, but slow. Something was definitely missing. And that something ended up being Michelle Houlston. The best way to describe Michelle is, she is the absolute personification of fabulous. Of fierce and fabulous. We've been working alongside each other at Lush for some time. Where I'd describe myself as loud and proud, Michelle has more of a subtle and chic approach to things. And always, undeniably always on point. One day I asked her, Michelle, we need some help with this project. And that was it. Michelle, Aoife and I, when it comes to the organisation and execution of Girl Power, have been living in each other's pockets ever since. Essentially, when it comes to anything, we've been living in each other's pockets ever since. And what we are now is Girl Power Liverpool, a DIY collective that was founded on the belief that self-identified women and non-binary people deserve equal representation in the arts. Our core aim is to readdress the gender inequalities in contemporary art, literature and music and establish environments for self-identified women and non-binary people to thrive creatively. On looking into statistics and harbouring our own experiences surrounding women in the arts, we found they are hugely underrepresented in comparison to their male counterparts. We wanted to start something that creates space for girls to make statements about their position and treatments in the arts. The success of our project has come from hard work, more coffee, and more than anything, positive responses from the community that we created it for. And it's important for me that we made something like this, because I find myself, truly find myself, making music and writing, in creating something in one way or another. Unfortunately, in these environments, I find myself in practice spaces dominated by men, in writing groups where the only writers mentioned are men, in spaces where the only voices are heard are the voices of men. Working in sectors where I'm spoken about or over, but not to, I had to do something for myself that gives me strength. And I found that in the supportive networks of women around me, in playing loud, talking loud, and being loud. When it comes to the face of Girl Power, you can conjure up myself, Aoife and Michelle. And we're also the names at the end of emails and the people frantically trying to teach ourselves new skills to keep the project progressing. We recently added bookbinding to that list, so well done us. But we aren't anything without the huge artistic support we've had from Becky Curry in particular and other incredible women. There's one more woman I have to mention, for the sheer fact that she brings more positive vibes to our life than I ever knew existed. A woman who I knew of before I actually knew. I'd spent one day doing some perfume training in the Gorilla Perfume store in London, and the name of this amazing girl kept getting thrown around. Months later, two women came into our store noting, oh, my sister works for Lush. When they told me it was the Gorilla store, I asked, is your sister Imogen? And it was. And I mentioned I'd never actually met her, but I'd definitely heard about her. Kind of creepy, I know. Then when this amazing Imogen Willie herself came into our store, I introduced myself by saying, I'm Olivia, I know who you are. She no doubt potentially found that strange. She denies finding it strange, but I definitely think she found it a little bit strange. Months and months and months later again, Imogen came into the Liverpool store telling me she'd moved up to Liverpool. You have to apply for a job, I told her. I mean, of course, you have to apply for a job to work with me, but also, we all know, best seat in the world, best shop in the world. And I just definitely didn't let it go. And she did. And so Imogen joined our team at Lush Bar Liverpool, and before long was working alongside us at Girl Power. There's no other way to describe our involvement in each other's lives and our friendship other than the sheer fact that I made it happen. And this girl's skills are endless, and we are endlessly grateful. So, back to our inspiration. The Riot Girl movement has, of course, inspired us a huge amount. But not just that, we've taken inspiration from just about everywhere. And being part of the project has made us all appreciate more the undeniably strong women we grew up around. It's reignited us with the gratitude we have for the strong female role models in our childhood and early adulthood, and how that's made us the women we are today. These fierce women take many forms and are not always straightforward. From the women who reared us to the pop idols we saw on television. We are accepting you can find inspiration in women in the most random and unlikely of places. And that's okay. And that's where the nod to Girl Power and the Spice Girls comes in. A manufactured pop band might not be everybody's idea of female liberation, but one thing they represented to us was a huge sense of nostalgia about what it meant to be a girl growing up. While Girl Power did not necessarily take on gender inequalities in the workplace or challenge the mistreatment of women in society as a whole, it did expose girls to the strength and fun that can be found in just being a girl and how to appreciate and embrace that in an exciting way. I know for me, growing up loving football, but being hugely excluded because of my gender, seeing Sporty Spice wearing / rocking a Liverpool shirt gave me more strength in myself than I can remember experiencing before that point. And people have asked us since, how did you get involved with this project? And we had to be like, we didn't get involved. We are it, or we did it. Which then led them to ask, well, how did you do it? And our only response is, well, we just did. And essentially it came down to the fact that we were pissed off enough that we had to. And so we just did it. And essentially we just do it. And every day and every way, we do Girl Power. Even the name. We decided to use the name Girl Power inclusively. The use of the three R's is not only taken from and inspired by the punk Riot Girl movement, but allows us to reclaim the word girl in a way that is all-encompassing. Essentially, you don't have to be born a woman to be a Riot Girl. Feminism has been and still is the forefront of power in the fight for equality for all genders. But there is no doubt that as a thought and a belief system, feminism has traditionally adhered to the voices of white, middle-class, cisgendered women. By girl, we aim to make our feminism intersectional, to include all self-identified women and non-binary people. Together, we are girls. From the first time we contemplated starting something, right up until we opened our doors at our first event, and even for the hour or so after that, we had our doubts and concerns. Is this something people are going to be interested in? Are we going to get trolled? What will the backlash be that we're a women-led organisation? What we've realised is you can build anything if it needs to be built. We've had support from the second we started talking to people about the project. And on reflection, we're aware we worried more than was perhaps necessary about the backlash because it didn't really come. And what's more, it didn't really matter. What matters is what's made Girl Power such a success. What made the Riot Girl movement such a success was that people want to see this happening. Not to do ourselves an injustice, we've worked hard, but in a way, Girl Power has built itself because of the people who needed it and supported it and made it something than any of us could have imagined. And so, I come back to that feeling of feeling normal, or not, and how I now recognise there are really two types of people in the world, the ones who pretend that they are normal and the other who understand that there's no such thing. And for us others, there's a movement of people, collectively, trying to make sure everyone has a place to belong. And I guess that's what the word girl means to me. And I couldn't talk about the word girl without telling a love story of sorts. A story about the love I have for all the Riot Girl friendships in my life. A love story about my best friends. The love between girls. That all started for me when one woman sang about how she felt about another rebel girl.
Keywords with Olivia Graham. If you work for Lush and would like to tell a story of your own, please get in touch via the Podcast from Lush Facebook page. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to hear more from Lush, and our ever-growing archive contains interviews, debates and stories with a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app. which is available for both Android and Apple.